right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we want to thank you out there for listening to our show. Big shout out to our patrons over at Patreon, patreon.com/Life's a Binge.
Thank you.
Including people like not BJ Lawrence.
That means it's going to be
an interesting name.
I need to sponsor somebody. That's all.
It's going to be not him. No, don't give me that one. That was garbage.
It's stretched. But we all got it.
We need like a wah, 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 wah. So when somebody tells a bad joke.
No, it should be the sad Price is Right noise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a good one. Yeah.
That's good. But big shout out to the patrons over there. David, Tony, Kathy, Jess, and the honorary Bingers. You guys are awesome, too. And I want a big shout out to Mikey P. He hasn't been with us since we've been into the new place. I don't know if that's planned or if he was just really concentrating on video and it didn't really work out. And so
he's not been in that group chat. Is he in,
yeah.
in that? He's
yeah.
on there.
Okay. Okay. Give him there. Biz, but that guy doesn't do shit.
other than raise two small kids and work a full-time job. Besides that,
that's not important.
But what has he done for me lately? But we haven't really defined Petner's role as well as we could or should.
He was going to be the tech director, but that was based on the video and stuff. But
right.
But I feel like he could do this. He could run this shit. Mm-hmm. And I could just sit back. Like, he doesn't have to bring any. Obviously, it's all here, but he could run it and adjust levels as needed. I'm just saying, if he wants to show up, there's another chair. It's right here. Just saying. But anyway, big shout out to you, Mikey P. We miss you, man. Yeah. And you too, Biz. You're awesome. And good job raising them little boys.
Yeah, I haven't met the youngest one yet, so I'd like to do that at some point.
True that.
Yeah.
But big shout out to everyone out there for listening as well, and liking and commenting and subscribing and leaving us a rating and review on all social media outlets, if you can do that. But follow us at Life's a Binge, and... is that everything? Oh, we haven't gotten a voicemail in like a million years. I don't think anybody cares about that anymore. But if you want to leave a voicemail about something,
I mean, we need the phone.
619-438-0532. It still exists. 619-438-0532. You can send a text message too.
Or a direct message.
Yeah, you can hit us up on Facebook or wherever, or send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. I feel like I haven't said all that stuff in a long time.
No.
And mostly it's just like follow us on social media, patreon.com.
I feel like you get most of it most of the
That's
time.
Cool. We just got to give people a reason to want to reach out.
Chitty chat with us. But with that, let's go ahead and start the show. So take a breath.
Life's a binge.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
So your edit there.
I mean, yeah.
Not that mix, which works really good.
Yes.
The
Life's a Binge.
On the inhale.
Yeah.
You're like, let's breathe in. And it reminded me of when I'm doing the pet show, and there's times where there's a new sound op, and at the very end of the show,
I'm like,
I'll go, pets, and I'll do this big drawn up, pets, roo, and they're like, whoop. And they'll like turn my mic down.
Like, I wasn't
God damn it. I was milking that. Like, you totally messed up my milking of that last line.
Yeah.
You miss me running that board, don't you, BJ?
Well, it was funny because last time.
Now, everyone's actually pretty good up there.
Last time I hit it, it didn't go. So this time I was like, I'm going to make sure it goes. And then I hit it and it was like right way
yeah,
too
it was
soon.
Fine.
Press it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah, but it went.
Like the audience wouldn't know. But, you know, but we
right. Yeah. It's like, wait a second. There should have been like a slight, but it's okay. That's the problem with doing it live. We typically don't do that drop
live.
Yep. I used to edit it
We need that clip in,
but
too.
I'm getting
we need to have the O'Reilly button.
There needs to be an O'Reilly button.
Yeah, we got three more spots. Well, we have a lot more, but I'd have to buy the thing if I wanted to put more in there.
How much is it like an what do you mean?
Yeah, to like upgrade to like
to add
the
more
whole
slots,
thing.
You'd have to pay you have money.
So it's another app.
Yeah.
Let's see. To go get Soundboard Pro,
it's shareware, unless you want the good version,
it would cost. It's loading. I'll let you know when it loads.
Okay. Last time.
But what's up, gents?
Hey, man.
$38.99 for the whole shebang.
Forever.
Wow. Yeah.
Forever.
Which isn't
but
bad
you
for
own
a
it.
Program.
You don't have to like.
Right. It's not a subscription or anything. Yeah.
That'd be good. That would give us how many more slots? Like
a ton. Lot.
A ton more slots.
At least. At least 24 times how many? Four boards. I get four boards. So. Yeah,
98.
That's a lot.
96.
How do I get out of here? There we go. Anyway, so what's up? Anything new? You went away. And
I did.
Came back.
Yeah, traveling. I went to Boston.
You went over to Boston.
Shipping off to Boston.
You went out to Boston.
I went to Boston. I went to the harbor. We packed a car.
I was trying to say like go on the plane.
We packed a car.
Like,
we went to Harvard.
How do you say plane? How do you say plane?
We packed the car. We got on the plane.
Went on the plane.
So we
went on the plane to Boston.
We went on a jumper.
Yeah,
we went on a jumper. So
it was really
good.
I watched the game on the streaming.
Now, what did you? How did you see it?
I went to Reddit/college streaming
Harvard
and then I watched it from
that's
the
how
I internet.
All sports.
Yeah, it was supposed to be on ESPN.
It was on ESPN Ivy League.
But I could other times
I streamed it from the internet.
Usually, like in the past, when
totally
it's on
legally,
there.
By the way, wink.
nudge, wink, wink.
Well, see, for me, I can't. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just watching. It's the broadcasters that are the ones doing. It's true.
I'm just consuming what's already out there.
I don't trust them. I don't trust them.
Technically,
as long as you have a decent ad block. Like use like uBlock Origin on your browser, like Chrome is what I use.
Uh-huh.
Like you're not going to accidentally click on any bullshit because it automatically blocks all that for you.
Yep. But for the most part, I just go to the subreddit and I use basically the same one every time. So I know it's good. And if I don't see that guy's stream there, then I'm like, I don't know. But
yeah.
Well, in the past, they've been on ESPN3, like last year and the year before, you could go on the Watch ESPN app and get onto football. Because
you can
stream
watch
down.
Certain ESPNs for free, right?
Yes.
Like, well, this one, I mean, I use it through...
Like the Ocho?
Through sign.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Or that's even more than eight now. I mean, that's unbelievable.
How many are there? We're just watching Sierra Cotton.
They're all get called ESPN3. It's a collection of independent
strategies. So. Let's see if it plays out.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, I watched the game. It was not a very... I mean, it was, turned out to be a pretty good game, but I was watching the beginning and I was like, ouch.
They were getting... pummeled.
Well, like, see, that's the thing. I was like, is Harvard good? But
they're
apparently
good.
They are.
They're good.
Apparently they're better than USD.
Well, it was their home opener, too, so it was like, whoa.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, they...
Yeah,
that's
always going to have an effect.
Yeah.
It was so fun, though. It was so fun. And, like, remember I mentioned about the Harvard beats Yale 29-29, this documentary that I'm crazy about.
For 25 minutes.
Yeah. Did I tell you about it?
Yeah, I listened to the show. I was like, how long was he talking about?
Al Gore.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Al Gore was there. Which one? No, yeah.
Al Gore, the vice president.
No, which school did he go to? Oh.
Yeah.
It was good times.
So, but it was fun to see that that stadium. And also, it's fun. They were Rose Bowl champions in like 1913 or something.
Harvard?
Like
that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
So they were good.
No, I mean they're all Ivy League football. I mean it's the same. They don't have they're non scholarship as well.
But when I hear Crimson, like Crimson Tide, is that Crimson Tide?
It's not the Crimson Tide. They're
Who's
just
that?
Called the Crimson.
What school is
that's
that?
That's Alabama.
That's Bama.
Okay, that's what I thought. But I was like, they kept saying Crimson, Crimson, Crimson.
The Crimson.
I was like,
they call them
that's not Harvard.
The Crimson.
I was so confused.
I didn't know either. Really, like
the Crimson.
Yeah, that's just what they call them. The Crimson. Yeah. You know, we went to high school and that was the Green Wave.
Lame.
That was the mascot was the Green Wave.
Yeah.
And so there was no like picture or, you know, like image
there's no,
of
there's no thing.
Yeah. There's no like person or animal that you're supporting. But
you're like,
the same
we're green.
That, well, the Stanford Cardinal.
Green.
They're a tree.
What?
Yeah.
The Cardinal.
Cardinal.
It's not a bird.
Not a bird.
Their mascot is a tree. Yeah,
what?
But they're the Stanford Cardinal.
They're not like a Pope in waiting.
No, well, I don't know what they.
Come on, that was a good one.
I don't know.
Yeah, I got you.
Like Cardinal Richelieu from the Three Musketeers.
Never saw it.
Any version of them?
No, I'm sure I've seen one or two or three of them, but
We're about due for another one of those.
Three Musketeers? Hell yeah. When was the last I'll watch Musketeers any movie? Of them.
I didn't see the Kiefer Sutherland
one. I know what. That's the best one.
That's the best one.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
Do we count Man in the Iron Mask? Yes. Three Musketeers? Okay.
I think The Musketeer was the last Musketeer movie.
Is Man in the Iron Mask a story that's related to Three Musketeers?
100%.
Yeah.
Really? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
It's even written by Alexandre Dumas.
Dumbass.
Alexander Dumbass.
I knew you were going to say Alexander Dumbass.
Here, look at your face.
Come on. Hey, get down from there. You're going to fall like last time. And we caught it on air. Good boy. So
he's like, I just want a little air time.
You went, right? I'm trying to get him to bark, but he won't. All this barking, and they won't bark when we're recording.
So anyway, I wanted to watch it on TV, but I can't find it on the ESPN feed.
Well, you were there, though.
I know, but it's always...
You're doing it live.
I did it live. Fuck it. Do it live.
I don't have a button. I'm sorry.
But I wanted to watch what it looked like, because it's fun. It's fun to see it on TV. I wanted to see what it looked like.
Totally. Sure, yeah.
And it's... Oh, God. Like, last year in the playoffs and stuff like that, they do really... The level of production ramps up. And so it was just fun to watch.
Yeah.
Especially because they won, like, the first game, and the second game they lost. But...
Yeah.
But anyway, it was fun, and it was unfortunate. But... You know, he shook it off. It seemed pretty well.
We had
a big contingency of family there. Big contingency.
Yeah,
that's
and,
cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah. I didn't see you. I think they put you on screen on TV. I think
me or everybody.
Everybody. Because I was. It was on my computer.
Right.
And I was like doing stuff around the house or whatever. But at one point, they were like, there's a large group of people here from USD, which is kind of surprising. Da, 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 da. And they actually shouted out the fact that there was people for San Diego and Harvard.
Yeah,
like, it was a lot of fun. Now we could get people to show up for San Diego sports.
But
San Diego.
I had imagined they put a camera shot of the group of you guys.
They might have, which is one of the reasons I wanted to see it too. Yeah. I wanted to see if they covered any of that. But it was really fun. And
that's cool.
After the game, and I thought it was going to be more competitive.
Was Anthony super bummed?
He was. Like, we haven't talked about the game. He and I haven't talked about the game. Yeah. But I know that everything got to him a little bit.
And it's always hard, especially like right after the game, because, you know, if he keeps going, he's going to get to that level where they're like, so how was that crushing loss, Anthony?
Right.
And you just have to talk in front of not just one person, but a whole audience of people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we went out there and we did. I would hate that. That's the one thing about sports that I'm like, yeah, still mad about that people do that.
It would be hard.
Give the guy a minute. The post-game interview.
Give him a minute.
How was that?
Jeez.
Now, it's just like when they talk, like UFC. Now, talk us through what's going on here. Well, now is where I'm punching the guy in the face. And then they're like, okay, now let's talk to that guy you punched in the face. Talk us through this loss.
Here's he's punching me in the face.
This is where I lost.
I don't remember that part, actually.
But anyway. So, football game aside, how was the trip?
It was amazing. Like, really, really, really good.
Nice.
Just a ton of family. We'd seen a bunch of them out there 2 years ago when we had our big family reunion. But there were cousins, my family's so big. So there's a cousin, Ramsey.
How big is it?
It's I can't tell you exactly.
I'm going to roll tonight, guys.
But there was my cousin Creek, who I'd never really hung out with.
Creek,
yeah.
Like as in the flowing water?
His nickname is Creek. His real name is Clifford. And
that's awesome.
Creek Bratton?
That's an awesome.
But Creek is, yeah. So awesome we rode in his car, and he, it was fun. He was like, who's going to ride with me? Because we're all kind of riding. And I'm like, I should ride with somebody. I'm not going to ride with my cousin Gary and Blanca, who live here in San Diego, were there.
Yeah.
And of course, Tony and Shannon and his family were all there. And my Aunt Emily, who I stayed with, was awesome. It was really nice to kind of just have a little special time where you hang out with them and you get to talk to them. So that's why it's nice to ride with my cousin Creek.
Yeah.
And then I just got friended by my cousin Ramsey 3 weeks ago. And I was like, apparently he was there 2 years ago, but we missed each other.
Yeah.
Like, we went to I had to leave the big party, the
Ships
concert
the
party.
Night.
Yeah. That he was there. But anyway, it was fun. I mean, it was really fun. You get to catch up with people.
Hell
and
yeah.
I did. I did. Yeah, I did. I did get sick. I did.
No.
Oh,
yeah. So we went out to dinner for.
Food sick.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Lobster and clams.
Ugh. No, not the lobster.
Lobster. We had to have lobster.
You got sick off of lobster over there.
It might have been lobster, or it might have been the clams, or it might have been a combination.
Was it the clams?
It might have been a combination of the lobster and clams and wine.
Ugh.
And then, yeah, when I got back to Aunt Emily's house, David, whose house it is, mm-hmm. who's a friend of the family, who put us all up and hosted everybody.
Wow.
For on Sunday afternoon, which was amazing.
That's bitching.
It was really bitching. It was great. But yes, Saturday night or Sunday night, one of those nights after we went out to lobster. Oh, my goodness.
Gurgle.
So I turned my ringer off there. I don't know who's dinging up there.
Is it me? It's probably
you. So
it's probably me.
But the trip was amazing. It rained like the Dickens on Tuesday. But Boston, historic Boston is so great.
It's super cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah, I want to go to Boston.
Oh, my God.
I want to go anywhere.
So you know it's cool.
I just want to go somewhere.
Standing in the spot where the Boston Massacre happened, mm-hmm. Below the balcony and the state house there. I think it's a state house that faces the king. So you have to face the king in order to read the royal decrees and proclamations from there.
Right.
So this faces the king apparently, but it's also the place where the Declaration of Independence was read for the first time ever.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. Like, so, and I really would like to get up on that balcony and, like,
say some shit.
Exactly.
Is it open to the public? Probably
I don't
not.
Know. Not. The building not. Is, but we were kind of doing, like, it's all in one day, so yeah. We're kind of, like, doing tours.
That's cool.
Hopping
Walk.
On
That's
and
cool.
off.
Walk.
Yeah, pictures.
Yeah.
Checking stuff out.
Look what we did. You're how was that? You're like, I don't know. I walked right by and snapped a picture.
Yeah.
That was the some end of that.
This, some of it was. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to read this later. Like
smell
when they have the big
air
things.
History.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah. And oh my God, the tours. And I posted these videos. It took a while to load, but they're up. The tour guides going through Boston, and particularly the last one we had was this guy named EJ, and he just was loaded with stuff.
Yeah.
Like he never stopped talking, and every single thing that within our range, he could like point out and talk about and give a little insight on.
Yeah.
And it was just.
See, that's the kind
stuff.
Of job that I want.
No,
I want
you would that, love yeah. this you job.
Where
for
it's
sure.
like I'm a tour guide. Mm-hmm. Oh, you like that? And it's like, yeah, I'm performing all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, it's great.
And
no,
then,
for
like,
sure.
I have
to talk about interesting things
and that,
all day long.
And I just teach people some shit, and then like yeah. you say your same spiel. You
whoops,
turn
sorry.
Your mic off.
I did. But I was like a kindred soul with him. Yeah. And because I kind of did that like in Seattle doing the day cruises on the boat. We would talk about what you would be seeing on Seattle. You talk about the history of Seattle. And you're
nice.
Like, did you know the term Skid Row was invented right here in Seattle,
down
where they used to skid the logs down the muddy.
Didn't you
thing.
Go so, downtown?
So, I didn't know that. That's a good little tidbit. I like that.
Yeah, Skid Row started in Seattle, and that's what and the reason why
shop.
Is
made
because
me think
they
of
skid.
Goodwill Hunting. Where he's like, you can tell me all the history, you can tell me this, but you can't tell me what it smells like in the Sistine Chapel,
right?
Like,
yeah.
Oh, because you ain't done shit, son.
Yeah. Yeah,
I can tell you what it smells like in the Sistine Chapel. It smells old.
Come on, Trevor, get out.
I cannot
like
tell you. I could tell you to
are
ask
you
Rich.
Yes, you can.
You're gonna fall
there
again.
He is.
That's
Hi,
where you went last
how
time.
It ends. This is how it ends.
He's gonna jump.
No, he's
in
seriously gonna fall. Chase.
Come on,
Trevor. Come here, man.
Trevor, come on.
Come on down.
Trevor, come on, buddy.
He's going down.
Jesus.
No, he's going up. Come on.
Yeah. Good luck. Jesus, Trevor. Well, whatever. If he falls, he falls. He'll know. He'll learn better. Where you went last time. So anyway, Boston's cool. Dig it. You had a good time.
I did.
And then how about coming back? I heard that was a bit of a...
Coming back sucked.
Yeah.
Why did coming back suck?
You know, I haven't had a lot of good experiences with United Airlines.
Who has?
I guess that's the thing.
At least you didn't get ripped off the plane. Was that them that dragged that Asian dude?
Dragged the dude off the plane, yeah.
Man.
Or they didn't kill your puppy.
Right.
They did that too.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
How do you not know this? I know. I remember them, but I just don't really associate them with United.
This has to happen to like every airline, though. Like stuff like this.
Maybe.
Probably. And they're just
but
the
you
one
know what?
That
Southwest,
take the
freaking... I swear, man. I've never had too many issues with Southwest.
The cheaper, man. It's
the
cheap,
only issues
ghetto,
I've had
man.
With Southwest were my own fault.
Cheap and ghetto. That means they got to like be on their A game with their customer service.
I guess so. I guess so.
When you're the cheapest option, like, why do you think Walmart has greeters at the door?
But JetBlue is like good. Like, I mean, like JetBlue is cheap.
Up the customer service when you're offering like it's inferior product.
Huh, maybe. I don't know if
in
that's
America.
The,
yes,
right.
I flew Ryanair from Scotland to Ireland, And they will do whatever they can to get an extra, like, pound out of, like, yeah. However they can make an extra buck out of you, they will do.
What's like Spirit Airlines? Spirit Airlines charges for everything.
Yeah.
Like, JetBlue.
Yeah, the same.
Like, Tony was telling me the same thing. Like, Spirit Airlines sucks. It's like, they have a cheap ticket, but then you pay for a backpack that you're bringing on. I was like, yep. What? It's like, they charge for a carry-on, Tony told me. I was like, what are you fucking talking about? They charge for a carry-on.
I would have no got charged for, I couldn't have a carry-on. I could only have my personal item. So I made the whole trip in just my
JetBlue,
backpack.
I had nothing but a good time when I flew JetBlue. They had bomb snacks, and they let you bring a carry-on. And
bomb snacks.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about when you're on the plane.
I would say that on an airplane, though.
Right.
God, exactly. Right. Excuse me, can I get some more of those bomb snacks?
Oh, my God! So,
but JetBlue was fine. But anyway, so it was.
But yeah, you know, it was an adventure. So we missed our connection going back home.
No.
And so, yeah, yeah. I mean, part of it was the weather, I guess. Like, yeah. It rained on Tuesday because of Hurricane Florence. It pushed up a bunch of stuff. Sorry. But it was nice to see rain. It was so good to see some big raindrops.
Yeah. Some actual weather.
Yes, it was great.
We don't have that.
We do not.
But, you know, it all went fine. Yeah. So this is interesting. And I'm sorry, I'm bogarting all the what's up time.
You got
tangent train.
So a bunch of people missed their flight. Mm-hmm. So we're flying from Chicago, and there was a dude who's two seats over from me.
Chi-town.
And he says, and he's like, he's going to San Diego too.
Nice.
And so he says, which I had heard, don't worry, this exact plane is the one that's going to San Diego. So, and I was like, sweet. So that means we're good. We're going to, this is the plane, you know, because they can always, like, just delay the plane, delay the next plane. But anyway, they decided to change that and put him on another plane and leave early. They left early, and so we missed our connection, and a bunch of people missed their connection. And because it was the last flight to San Diego.
Boo.
So we ended up like putting us on a plane to Los Angeles, which we got in at 11:45 at midnight.
Yep.
After midnight, after we had to like look for the bags.
Yep.
And then rented a van and drove.
Did they supply the rental van?
Oh, no. We have to like.
He flew United, Jared.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like, yeah, if you cause big enough stink, you can get that shit for free, man.
I'm sure, you know, I say that too. But we're going to fill out a thing
for sure.
One of the dudes was rude.
Go to
he
Twitter.
Was rude to me.
Yeah. Go to Twitter, man. Dude, he was reminds me of something. Anyway, go ahead.
Today. That's why we have a podcast.
Everybody's so
talking about it. It's something I was reminded of. So.
I'm going to forget.
Okay.
Not really. Man. I'm not going to forget.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, it's Twitter. it's just Twitter.
Oh, okay. But anyway, so this is the thing.
Yeah.
So we had a rough time, you know, and so we got on the plane and everyone's in a bad mood. So, I mean, yeah, we're all in a bad mood.
Yeah.
My cousin Gary and Blanca, we're all on the same flight because we wanted to fly back together.
Right.
So Gary and Blanca, aww, Tony, Shanna, excuse me, Richie. Bella had to fly back earlier that day because she had a big test.
And she's like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah. No. It cost her $200 to change her flight.
What?
Yes. So, yeah.
Seriously?
United. Yeah,
hashtag
no.
Boycott
United sucks.
United
sucks.
Good so. Lord.
But you know what? We'll get United on as a sponsor, and then we'll talk them up.
They're the greatest.
We'll talk them up real good.
Been terrible.
How about after
Delta's good, right? Delta?
I heard Delta? Nothing but good anecdotal
we know
evidence.
I know flight attendant. Santio's
a
Delta
guy.
Flight attendant.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, on the flight, I get in the wrong seat, you know, which is funny because someone was in my wrong seat on the first flight.
Oh,
but,
really?
But it turned out better because I was in the very last row.
Fuck
that doesn't
noise.
Give you that 3 inches of reclining.
Yeah, lay back.
Very barely, but it makes a big difference.
But still, yeah. On the
so
plane,
anyway.
Dude, that's a first step one. Sit down. Step two.
Yeah. After you're taken off.
No. I mean, every inch. I'm
no
tall
way,
man.
Dude.
Step two,
lay that shit down. They'll make you put it up when you take off, but as soon as I sit down, fagam, it's back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm establishing that whoever sits behind me, this is how it's going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what happens next.
Yes. But so like, we're in a bad mood.
Yeah.
We sit down. I'm in the wrong seat. I get in the right seat. I sit down. I'm next to a Marine. And it turns out he's flying to Hawaii to accompany the remains of a World War II
Pearl Harbor vet.
It must be.
Well, yeah.
And I didn't put it all together, but it was like in 42, he was like, and then, but they had just identified the remains like in this year.
Yeah.
And so and every time that they do that and they return the remains to where they need to go, they have a enlisted serviceman go out and accompany it.
Mm-hmm.
chaperone. Well, it's not chaperone, but like, you know what I mean?
Escort. Yep.
Escort it. Right. Escort it.
I got you.
And so I was like, dude, that's awesome.
Nice.
Like, that is really
cool.
And so we're kind of talking, and he's showing me the bio on the dude. And it just put everything in perspective. And I was like, you know what?
It's not so bad.
Yeah. I need to get in a better, I need to like, you can turn that shit around, like, you know, it's up to you.
Right.
You know, it's really up to you. And part of it is like, you're kind of invested in being mad because you want something out of it.
Right.
You want some kind of something from United.
I got to feel this feeling right now. I got to write it out.
I'm
right.
So mad.
Yeah. We're mad. We're all mad. Ow! We're mad.
Mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore.
So, but all of a sudden, like, I really wanted to like stand up and like say something to the whole plane. Because everyone was mad.
Give an impassioned speech.
The woman, the woman behind me was like,
hell yeah, dude.
She's like, you hear this, but I'm like, it's literally behind me, but you're facing forward. So I don't see any of the faces, but I hear, I have that seat. I'm in that seat. This is my seat. I fly in blah, 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 blah. And she's a bitch. Man.
She said bitch though?
No, I did. I said bitch. So
I said bitch.
No, really, that's what you said?
You said that?
I said it. So it was terrible. So there was a nasty like vibe everywhere, and I really wanted to like everybody,
because that like
this
that,
dude is like is flying to Hawaii to
that
bring
propagates.
Back
the like when there's have. One,
it absolutely does. Like, yeah, no, they feeds
feed
off of each other.
Other. Yeah,
yeah, and so
especially on an airplane. Fuck.
Yeah, you're real tight. Woof. So I'm like, yeah, I really like. I was like, oh, I
share
need to.
Air and emotions yeah. on an airplane.
So that was cool, and then
you should have said something if you were 20.
What do you mean?
If you were.
I'm gonna say something.
No, you should have stood up. And
I
been
should.
Like,
I should.
If
have.
You were 20 years younger, you would have been like, "Let me get my phone out and selfie this shit." And then you would have like selfied yourself as you're like giving this speech about somebody else to turn it all around and put it on you and put it on the Instagram.
Yeah, that's like one of those things. Anyway. I wish I would have done that, but
yeah,
part of it's like,
you want to say hi? Say hi to the mic.
Say hi, Frank.
Like, I always get too shy.
Frank.
I can't
Franklin.
Talk. See if this kiss makes noise.
You can hear Trevor digging into the closet.
What
Trevor's
is he
trying
doing?
To, he's trying, he's trying to open the closet
get
door.
To China.
Oh.
Anyway, but, sorry. God, my dogs, I love you guys so much.
I decided
much.
To pay $7 for the access to...
For the internet?
Just for DirecTV and a bunch of movies and stuff.
They charge you that much money?
It was over 2 hours. If it was under 2 hours, it'd be $5.99, okay. And it was $7.99 with if it was over 2 hours.
Nice.
And so I watched Ready Player One.
Yeah.
And it was fun.
Is that the first time you saw it?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It is a lot.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Do you know what the spell is from?
What spell?
In the Ready Player One, where they have to say the spell on the orb to like either
hers?
Activate.
What hers is from?
I don't remember what the words are.
Something like that.
No.
No.
Do you know where it's from?
Yeah.
Where is it from?
It's from Excalibur. So in Excalibur.
Nice little
reference. I don't know if you ever saw Excalibur. It's from like 1979, 1980.
Yeah.
And it's got Liam Neeson in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
I actually had a poster for that a long time ago.
Oh, dude. We were all playing D&D at the time. So Excalibur was big.
Hell yeah.
But that I was like, oh, that's the Excalibur thing.
I might be alone in this room. I feel like they should have just called it references the movie.
Yeah,
like there was really nothing else.
But that's
the whole movie.
But like, that's the whole point.
There's no like substance to this fucking movie. Like it's just
that's the whole.
Wasn't
point
this cool
of it.
When you were a kid? And I'm like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you read the book?
No, I didn't read the book.
The book's. I mean, it's that.
The
but
book's
more.
Better, I'm sure. Yeah, but it's more of
it's
the references.
All
and stuff.
All sorts of references. Yeah, but they explain it a lot more why it's there. And stuff,
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing the movie got made because right now it's very popular. Like
nostalgia.
Hey, people who were born in the 80s and 90s, they all have money now.
Nostalgia is powerful. Running rampant.
Yeah, I gotta say, like when the movie started, I kind of hated it in a little bit.
I won't
of a way.
Go that far. I won't
now,
say
just
I
because
it.
I was like, I shouldn't either. It was I didn't hate it, but like it bugged me. The big guy, he's like my best friend in the world.
Oh yeah,
who I've never met in real
H.
life.
Yeah.
H. The voice. I was like, oh, this voice.
Well, I sound like this. My name's H.
I'm the big black character.
It sounded something about it. Like it was a little off-putting. Like
I was like the whole like. Where it could be, you could be anything when you go into this thing. So he chooses to be like a slightly more attractive dude, and she chooses to be a slightly more, like, they're both hot in real life.
Right.
And yeah. It's like, we're like malcontent, like castaways. Like, no, you're not. She has like the barely showings of
this. You wouldn't like me in real life.
I'm getting riled up. You wouldn't like me in real life. You barely have a birthmark on your face. Like, yeah, come on.
Realistically, you're
objectively
like,
hot.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And if you Fuck are off. Objectively hot, your life is drastically different than someone who's not objectively hot.
And you know the difference between your little birthmark and someone who's like, sorry, straight up fugly. Like, you know, there's a huge difference between them. I don't know.
So but
get
anyway.
Me riled up, BJ.
But anyway, I enjoyed that movie. And then I watched Deadpool 2 again.
Nice.
For the second time.
It's still just as
it's
good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I have to own
see,
it. Like,
they
I have to own
references,
it.
But those references are earned.
Yeah.
They're earned and they're good.
That whole thing is just tight.
Like the little cutaway to the room full of like the actual cast of the X-Men movies. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's great.
Nope.
Like,
I've only seen that movie the one time and I still in my brain, I'm like, remember all so the good little good. Parts.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. Like I want to watch it again because it like that and like Archer and like other great things.
Oh, yeah.
It's packed with references and packed with stuff that
so
you have to watch it again.
Much so. Yeah.
So, and I finally, like, I didn't really notice it the first time, but that Mr. Invisible or whoever, what they call him.
That's Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
What's it again? It's Brad Pitt. Yeah.
And I didn't notice
it
the first time
it's like
either.
Literally, it's like half a second.
After I left the movie, I'm like, wait. Why do I know that face? Yep.
Yeah.
Twas fantastic.
Twas Brad Pitt.
So knowing that, watching Bradley it again, Pitt. I was like, that's cool.
Paying more attention to him.
Yeah, and then I realized it was Bradley Pitt. It made me laugh a lot.
You just said Bradley.
Probably his mom.
I mean, power of suggestion.
I mean, you say Bradley. Oh, good times. What's up? Did you Rich? Anything?
Not that much.
Not 31 minutes worth?
Yeah.
I got more.
We're settled into the house. I met the downstairs neighbors and I met their dogs. Uh-huh. And the dogs have settled. So
nice.
They're also not barking as much.
Excellent.
Argo's no longer howling when we leave the house.
Yep, so that's where I'm at. They don't do that anymore.
But I haven't been there. I've been like.
Your dog's name's Argo?
Yeah, his name's Argo.
Right on.
Because I'm a nerd.
That's the name of the only pilot whale left at
SeaWorld. A Greek nerd. Oh, really?
Yeah, bummer.
I didn't know that.
Bummer, dude. Yeah,
that's sad.
No Mas Niner.
Bubbles and Shadow.
But I've been going from gig to gig to gig to gig, so I haven't really been home as much.
You were on
as
a podcast as well.
I guess I'll be on another podcast. I'm cheating on you.
Has it not aired? Or
no, that will air on Monday, so it'll air the same day that
the
this does.
The same day, right now, when you're done listening to us.
You can go listen to that. It's
What's it called?
I don't remember the name of it.
Oh, no.
No, I know. It's Chalk Dust, an educator's podcast, and it's an old buddy of mine from college, and he's a teacher up in San Jose, and he just wants to like talk to grown adults and like talk about what teachers have influenced them, positive and negative, like in experiences and impacts people have had on you throughout the history of your education, whether or not your education led to your actual career, which for me, I was like,
nope,
sort of like some parts of it, but not really.
Right.
So it's cool. Yeah, go give it a listen if you're interested in teaching the philosophy behind it and learning.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
I dig it.
What about you, Jared?
Nothing.
Not a thing.
Yeah. No, just still trying to get settled here. Mm-hmm. We got a bunch of Halloween decorations that we're going to be putting
up. I wasn't sure that was your house because I pulled up and there was stuff on it.
Yeah. Like, oh, we hung our bride and groom from our wedding.
Oh.
We hung that up. Yeah. I booked our B&B today that we're going to stay in for our 1 year anniversary.
Where is that? Where is
up
this?
Up in Julian.
Nice.
It's where we stayed for our 1 year dating anniversary.
Oh.
So I booked that today.
That's cute. Dating anniversary?
Well, it's like our 1 year together.
Well, because you have like.
I'm not anti that.
There's a certain amount of time after you get married, I think, where you, like, we can't stop celebrating that anniversary too. Like,
well,
we have to
and our going. Very first date was on November 7th, and then we got married on November 4th. So I'm like,
combine them.
4th is fine.
Yeah.
Well, we're not celebrating our 1 year dating anniversary. We're celebrating our 1 year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
But we stayed.
Happens to be.
We stayed at that same place at our 1 year dating anniversary. That's why we're going.
Which
back
was how
to that
long
place.
Before your marriage?
3 years.
There you go.
2 years? I don't fucking know. I've been with her forever. Not really. Like 4 years. 5 years.
Feels like forever.
No, it's like, I don't know.
Dragging
like,
me down.
As soon as you hit 30, you're like, I don't remember how long. Like, it's, you're my person, and that's why I married you. And like, I don't remember how long we've been together. I just know that we got married a year ago. So there's that. I know that one for sure.
Yep.
But
a year ago today?
No.
No.
November 4th.
November 4th.
Oh, I'm
not just listening
no.
to
you. No. Are you kidding?
Just think back in your brain. When did I go to Aruba?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I was going to say. Because I was like, it's so selfish of me, but it's like, it's my anniversary for your wedding. That's the anniversary of us going to Aruba.
Hey,
screw your wedding.
Hey, how come you got to go to Aruba?
Oh, it was a trip I won on Wheel of Fortune.
Wait, you were on Wheel of Fortune?
You know what's cool? Is when I was in Boston, my Uncle Don, who wasn't there 2 years ago, which was so it was nice. He was one of the few people that weren't there.
Nice.
So it was nice like to see him.
Yeah.
And he looked really good. There's only like 4 of the 15 siblings, siblings left.
Right.
Is that right? Don, my dad, Richard, Aunt Emily, Uncle Cliff. Those are only 4. I won't count all 15.
Count them all.
But anyway, it was cool. And then he was like, I saw you on the television. And then he was like,
television.
Yeah, and he was like, so when are you going to be on the television again?
I'm working on it.
I'm like, that's a good idea. Uncle Don.
Uncle will be like, I saw you on the internet. I'm like, me on the internet? No way.
Like, where, dude? Like, come on. That's throw me a phone here. I've arrived.
Yeah.
That's freaking fantastic. So,
like, I can put us on the internet right now.
That's what's up.
Good freaking times.
Isn't that a trip? Because you could, like, just like my stupid live videos from the zoo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, people were like, I watch you on the, I watch you do that show you do from the
time. That's true.
Yeah, it's a crack up.
Dude, it's true. Yeah. When I do those videos every day, people are like, man, you bring back the videos.
I see you on television.
I used to watch you on YouTube. Yeah. And I was like, you watched me on YouTube? You were one of the 16? Okay. Yeah. Like, somebody's 16 watching. Every day. Like,
someone's always watching.
Yeah, it's true. Somebody's always watching. I know one of those was my mom, but I don't know the other ones, so.
This just in.
News.
That's where we're at. We're at the news. I remember what I was going to say about news.
Cool.
And it has to do with Twitter.
Do it.
I think that I'm funny.
What?
Okay. This is new information.
All right.
And it's do either of you guys remember what Vine was?
Six second videos. Right. Yes.
I was way into Vine. Like way into it.
Yeah.
And I would come up with some really, really clever shit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, my 12 followers like this one, but I'm like, how come I can put out a real good thing or like a real funny thing?
Yeah.
And like, I don't need to be like Vine famous is what they call it or whatever. I was like, dang, this is a wasted joke. It's a wasted online joke. It's the same thing with all my Twitter stuff. I don't have very many Twitter followers.
The internet, but much like comedy, is timing.
Right.
It's all about when you post it.
And like, true. I use my Twitter to post the stuff that I'm not going to post on Facebook.
Sure.
Because people don't need to see the quote unquote inappropriate things that I post on online.
Right.
Or whatever.
Your mom's not on Twitter.
Right. Exactly. So, okay. And so I'm like, ooh, I have a funny thing that I'm going to do.
So your Twitter is like anonymous or?
No, it says me.
So you know mom's still not getting on there.
It's at Jared Actor, you just know which that is everything. Knows. But I just know that and if they are, if they're into it, then they're like, they know what goes down on Twitter. Then. Right. Yeah. So anyway, I posted a thing and I thought it was fucking hilarious and I got like no love from it.
So I was going to force all of you to listen to it now.
You tell me.
It's a picture, so it doesn't really translate.
All right. We'll let them know.
It says breaking news, Nicki Minaj photograph caught in bed with Donald Trump. And this is the picture. And it's Nicki Minaj from the latest music video that she is in with I forget whom. But basically, she's hanging out and she's chilling next to a giant, like fungus,
giant orange fungus,
or a mushroom.
All right. Yeah.
And if you know anything about what went down on the Twitter over the past week, where Mario Kart was trending, does anybody know this story?
Why was Mario Kart trending? I don't know about Mario Kart. That's right.
So Mario Kart.
Is it Stormy Daniels or
Mario
someone else?
Mario Kart was trending because and all the nerds were like, Mario Kart? There's going to be a Mario Kart on the Nintendo Switch? Is that what's happening? And then they like research why is they literally typed in, why is Mario Kart trending?
Right.
And it's because Stormy Daniels in her tell-all book like goes into detail about like her affair with Donald Trump And she's like, yeah, his dick looks like the mushroom character from Mario Kart.
That's why people were sharing Toad on Facebook.
Absolutely. Okay. And so that's why my Nicki Minaj thing. Yeah, I'm like, it's orange.
That's
like,
timely.
This is a perfect
that's
joke.
Timely.
And
then
like four people saw it. And I'm like, that's a fucking waste of a joke.
But you know what, man. You're like proper hashtag.
For example, Rich hadn't heard of it. So it was one of those things, you know, that
now that I know, that's hilarious. But I just hadn't heard.
Like when I heard, I was like, I don't want to know
any of this year about it. Like, who gives a shit? Yeah. But it's like people kept going like, I found out why Mario Kart's trending instead of just saying it. So then you're like,
all right, I guess I have to go find out.
Like, why is Mario Kart trending? And then you find out and you're like, that's a stupid reason.
Yeah.
And like, then I love it for the jokes that came out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I saw, like, this person, like...
All for the lulz.
Like, you know, selfieing their face, like, shaking their head in despair. And then they look over, and then they, like, it shows their hand reaching over to their couch and, like, picking up, like, a plush doll of Toad. And then they, like, open their closet drawer and, like, put it in there and, like, close it. Like, they're retiring Toad. They're like, I can no longer use Toad because... whatever. And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But it's like... Like, it's so stupid. The whole reason
it's stupid. It's not that dumb. I think it's pretty funny.
But, like, the story that came out, that's the news story.
Yes.
Where it's like, we are 100% in Idiocracy when it's like, the president's dick looks like Toad!
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
We're talking about the shape of the head of state's dick.
Right.
Like, that's a problem.
Didn't we do that for Clinton? Or no?
No,
we no. Didn't. They talked about his dick,
like because it was like
they definitely talked about his dick.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, when was I? 12?
I remember, like, God, I can't believe we're talking about the president's dick right now.
Because I was in like sixth grade or something, it was like prime dick time. Like that's all we were talking about was dicks.
But anyway, all drawing, all our art, drawing dicks, talking about dicks,
just drawing dicks, touching dicks.
I said to Lindsay this morning, I was like, when you're a boy, like you're given your first toy when you were born. That's what it's like being a man.
And it's still your favorite to this very day.
And she just looked at me disappointed. I hit Jared in the right spot.
But if you are an in-touch woman, you'd be like, so are we.
Yeah, exactly. So
are we. And ours is better.
Yeah,
you can hide it more.
It's fucking great.
It's like we have like an Atari. They have a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, that was good times. But anyway, that was my news. It tied into my self-promotion of my Twitter, at Jared Actor, by the way.
Nicely done, yeah.
Oh, man. So, speaking of which... Yeah, doesn't have to tangent.
Aww.
Yeah, it doesn't have to.
He looks so sad now.
We're talking about... man, don't let me stop you. Don't let me stop you, man.
Push that button,
you want
Jared.
Buttons that are there to be pushed.
I was literally reaching for it, and you're like, you don't have to. And I was like,
bummer.
I should have been recording that.
You said, speaking of which,
I have to set up,
the code word.
Right. So, politics and the you know, President Trump's dick.
Mm-hmm.
Sigh.
But 2018.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Yes. God damn it.
Twitter. You were on Twitter.
At Jared Actor.
You see me. You see me like, oh, man, it's gone. It's leaving. It's leaving me.
President's dick.
It's because I hit the button.
Yeah.
Just think about dicks, PJ. It'll come back.
It was something to do with Twitter.
That's nothing new. Social media for me.
Twitter, social media. Toad, Trump's mushroom penis.
You know it's gonna come back. Yeah. But
Is there any other news?
I got news.
Yeah, what's the news?
It's I don't know how official this is, but Disney's Bob Iger is officially saying that Feige will be at the helm / in charge of anything and all things having to do with the X-Men once that becomes a thing.
Huh.
Oh, so they're going to do a new X-Men reboot?
See, I don't know what are they
going to
do?
Because
those movies,
they would have to be made right now.
Yeah.
Right? I would think that they would want to reboot the whole thing, start over, even though a lot of those X-Men's were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones in the middle, not so much. The beginning and the end were good.
It would be easy enough because now that Marvel's in a place where things are like so crazy and bombastic that they just say, we rewrote reality. Here it is. Bang.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There you go. And people would probably just accept it.
The Captain Marvel trailer looks bomb. Like bomb digging.
I am
bomb.
Here for it.
Yeah.
I am so here
for it.
You know, I have zero any kind of connection to Captain Marvel as a female character, as a
comic character.
No, I do as a DC character. I do.
Well, right.
But like
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, the Marvel comic books,
aka Shazam.
Yeah.
Which is still so funny.
Yeah. It's so stupid. That
there's gonna be a Marvel character.
I know.
Called,
let's call him
DC.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, so what does DC in the comics stand for? It's not District of
Detective
Columbia.
Detective Comics.
Oh, because comics. Batman was a detective.
Too. I believe is that that is what
I
it
think
is.
You're right.
That's what I. That's what my brain tells me.
Detective
it
Comics.
But I don't
Unless
know
I'm
if
misremembering.
That's, I don't know if that's a fact right or not. Yeah. Anyway,
pretty sure.
And Marvel stands for Majorly Awesome Rivals. I don't know.
You almost got there. You almost
are you
got
humping
there.
Him?
He is.
Trevor.
Oh
that's,
my gosh.
That's where we're at now.
This is
no,
graphic.
No, they do that all the time.
They heard us talking about dicks.
He humps him, and the other one humps
well,
him.
Here we go. I thought we were all on the dick talk right
it's
now.
It's a humping
is this fest. Not, is this not what we're doing? Put my pants
hey,
back.
All right, man. Come on.
Now Frank's going to
hump him back. This is a PG-13 show.
It's more of a trying to be dominant thing, just but yeah, neither
it's
is.
Not a
it
sexual
is.
Thing. Yeah.
No, they don't even really do anything. They just mount. Anyway.
This is what I do.
Dick,
and
dick,
you
dick.
Take
but, yes, Captain Marvel as a character
is
awesome. And she's like the closest that now, at least, I mean, no, the movie's not out yet, but the closest Marvel has to like a Superman type character. Where, like,
right.
This is somebody who can come in and just wreck house. And,
and this, is the,
them.
Deus this is the character that's referenced at the end of
Infinity War. Dude, I watched that again the other day.
It holds up.
Oh yeah, good
like a,
shit.
Like a fine
Samantha,
wine.
No, what's it?
Samantha hadn't seen it, and I was like, "No, we're watching it right now." If you haven't seen Infinity War, I just wanted to hit that real quick so you can close your ears for the next minute. But she loves Robert Downey Jr. and loves Iron Man.
Well, yeah,
and she had heard that he might bite it in this movie. And so, like, when they're fighting on Titan and Thanos, like, breaks the thing and, like, glam! And then he, like, staggers and coughs up blood.
Yeah.
I, like, looked over at her and she's, like, crossed her arms and, like, glaring and, like,
I'm so
never watching
right
another
now.
Fucking movie ever again. And I was like, oh, man, just give it, like, 30 more seconds.
And they're like, gotcha.
Yeah, but she was so upset.
That's
I was like,
funny.
No, it's okay. He's going to be all right. He'll be fine, I swear, bro. Now, in the next movie, he's probably going to bite it for real.
Be.
Yeah.
Now, when is that slated to come out? In 2019.
Yep, next year.
Yeah. So next year at some point.
Next summer.
Yep. Okay.
Right
so
after
Captain Marvel in March.
It's going to be probably right after Captain
right
Marvel.
Right after Game of Thrones.
Probably, yeah.
Is that the very last Game of Thrones?
Heart at all times.
Yeah,
isn't that
well,
right?
The last season.
Oh. The very last season of Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Faux show.
So.
Any other news? We got any other news?
Oh, what's up? So, did we ever talk about, you know how I get all conspiracy theory about...
You?
No. There was news about Jeffrey Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yes.
And so, remember my...
He's now getting more
remember,
work.
He and you remember my conspiracy theory about that?
Right.
That this is all
it's all his agent. And then,
so, did we ever talk on air about Eminem?
No.
No.
Okay.
Did you listen to his... I think I might
have
said like
his
new album came out. We said that like it came out without anybody knowing.
I have not listened to it.
And so that there was this beef, like this whole beef.
Him and MGK.
Right.
Machine Gun.
Have you ever heard
Kelly.
Of Machine Gun Kelly before?
No
that?
Idea.
Me neither.
Right. Nope.
So
but
have
you
listened
now.
To him? Have you listened to him?
No.
Well, I have because it was in the
because
news.
Of the
it was
beef.
Because
the beef.
Of the beef. Right. And there's
good?
A new album out.
Is he like Eminem?
I don't know. I've only listened to one track.
Sure.
And it's the one where he disses Eminem.
Sure.
And so
starts the
my whole conspiracy theory was like, well, he's clearly like they're working together and they're on the same label. So they are on the same label.
Sure.
And so in a way it's kind of brilliant.
The hype is all just to get him hyped up
I'm
and exposure.
I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
See, I hate the new modern era of like a rap battle. Like, I love the old school ones where like literally they were like face to face, like this it was like a roast, like a comedy roast,
right.
Only it was a fucking rap battle instead, freestyle and back and forth, and that shit was lit.
Yes.
Like
right.
That's so good.
It was.
And now it's like, hold on, let me get this produced thing out to put on the internet that you can listen to.
About,
and you can listen to it, and then I'm gonna get your like produced thought about track in the next 2 weeks, and then I'll respond to that one
and then
next
like
two
a
weeks.
Year we'll do one together.
And then it's like, no, right. It should
and
just be like face to face, a freestyle, and like and then like when the crowd goes, oh, that means, you know, you
right.
Fucking lost. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
Right.
And so like these like produced like rap battles are a thing now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? No,
totally, I think it's just like, yeah, it's just it's manipulating totally the system. Yeah, it's manipulating the system.
It's
just, yeah,
it's whack. Yeah.
It's manufacturing consent.
But I listened to the whole the whole Eminem album.
You did?
Did you like it?
It was good.
Question mark.
It's a lot better than some of the I'm like, you know, grumpy old Jared now, apparently. But like, back I cannot stand day. I can't stand modern, I guess you'd call it hip hop. Like the mumble rap thing,
it's more
drives me insane.
Everything's more, everything's like melched.
And it's all
melded into like a pop.
It's really good beats. And then the mumble rapping thing, I just can't get into it. I'm like, what is happening with this? Just give me some fucking words or something, like some substance. And so a lot of the Eminem stuff is like more of the same kind of stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, at least he's doing.
Yeah,
Eminem. Like he's still Eminem. He
right.
didn't. And there was one track that like started, and it's basically like a mumble rap song. And I'm like, what? And then it like quickly shifts gears, and I'm like, I see what you're doing. You're like calling it out, like calling and I fucking out. Dig it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because my godson,
it was pretty good. It's not like my top 10.
I want
albums,
rap to tell me a story,
but it was good.
That's
like,
why
I was
listen
like,
to rap.
It brought back the nostalgia of listening to decent hip hop. Yeah. I guess.
Well, my godson Lennox, who's 22,
yeah,
or so, 21, 22 years old,
yeah,
he had posted about it, and he was saying how he always has these weird like artsy posts that I don't know if he makes or finds or what, but I'm always like, they're some graphic arts
props
that look
to you, yeah,
look, yeah, they always look cool, but he's saying how he's like. He feels like Eminem is this old guy yelling at him, you know. And I was like, and it just
he
made
is.
Me go like,
old man
whoa.
Yells at cloud.
I was like,
yes,
it was just cracked me up. I was like, Eminem
is
was the
old.
Yeah, he was the. Yeah,
I remember when Eminem was new.
He was the rebellious 20-something-year-old who, like, you know, has been in the rules and like making everybody mad about stuff.
And now he's 40-something.
And that now was, he's 40-something.
Yeah.
He's 46.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, yep. It was 20 years ago.
Yep.
And now, oh god, I can't even believe that.
But he still definitely does yell at people. That's fantastic.
Well, he's also just head and shoulders above most people.
He's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. I was just like, man, this is so good. Like, his flow is still on point. And, like, anyway, I just really like the album. Like,
did you listen to...
It's probably not going to come back into rotation, but because that's not how music works anymore. You don't buy the album and then listen to it, like, 8 times in a row because that's the album that you're listening to
you
right
listen
now.
Listen to whatever you want.
Yeah.
Whenever
and so
you
I was
want.
Like, I literally turned on Spotify and I was like, I'm going to listen to this album today. And I listened to it all. This was, I don't know, 2 days ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Listened to the whole thing and that was it. And I'm like, that was good. Good job.
Yep.
I doubt I'll ever go back to it.
There's the one
honestly.
Song.
But it's real good.
The hook is like, that's how much we have in common.
Yeah.
That's how much we have in common.
Yep. That was like the mumbly one. It started with like a mumbly one.
But man, it goes into like a fucking really good.
Dude,
like,
he is the master.
But like, because what I thought he was doing was like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, this is. Because I'm not hip enough to know what the current styles are that he's kind of making fun of or poke, you know, whatever at. But that made me think of Donald Glover's band or act. What's his
Childish Gambino.
That particular song made me think that, oh, this is something he must be doing towards Childish Gambino.
I just can't stand. So I don't know what song. I think it's called. I don't know the name of the song, but it's like. I'm on one. Something like that. And does that ring any bells? Anyway, I don't. It's just. I think he says like I'm on one. Like I'm on one. I think
that
sounds
awful.
And I shit you not, that song plays on the radio all because they turn the radio on at work and it's just like quiet in the background.
Yeah.
And the entire every single verse in every single line of the verse. Yeah. I don't know the words. I just know that it sounds like this. For like 5 minutes in a row. I cannot stand it.
But you remember it.
I don't. I couldn't tell you.
Remember you.
I remember that it goes like. But he's actually saying something.
It's in your head.
It drives me insane. I'm like, this is not a song.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you're doing right now. And like I said, grumpy old Jared coming out.
This isn't music.
No, but it's not.
No, I thought
I'm
the
like,
same thing
in
the bathroom.
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like,
I'm listening to like certain raps, and there's a whole lot of the. Auto tune, a lot of auto tune. Like,
right, it was cool when like T-Pain did it like 10 years ago.
Oh my,
yeah.
But like, I don't know. Like, maybe because I grew up in the late, like, 80s, and I'm used to, like, late 80s, early 90s hip-hop when it was, like, the shit. But, like, you turn on the pop station and Top 40, it's all this disposable sounds the same bullshit. And I'm like, where's, like, the music of substance? Does it not exist anymore?
It does. You just have to – and because when you're living in the time of music being current and you're plugged in, you're listening to everything – there's that sort of effect that it has of you just, it's like all like noise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like we think of like music from the past and think, man, music from like 70s, 80s, 90s are so good. But the only music that we remember from those eras is the good music.
Right.
Like we don't remember all the crap that came out in the 90s because there was a lot of garbage.
Just like think of the 80s you know? And like and all the one hit wonders and stuff. Like they're like the term one hit wonder is a thing because every hair band in existence came out.
That thing you
right, exactly. And they had,
finally saw that movie. Finally.
Yes. I know. It makes me happy. But like that was a thing because there was so much stuff coming out, but they still had to get played on the radio.
Yeah.
So the song still had to be good enough to get played on the radio. Now anybody can put anything out and
we
like,
can
like
put music
find
on
it
Spotify.
On SoundCloud or Spotify
it
or whatever.
$20 a year. Yeah.
Exactly. And so it's like, what the fuck?
I can go pit fart on a snare drum and upload it and call myself an artist.
I ain't farting on no snare drum, man. That was a good pull. Good job.
Thank
buddy.
You.
Anyway. We're still news, believe it or not, talking that's, about ranting about music, but that's because the Eminem thing. Like,
it is the
that's because we don't have a topic.
Got me going. Well, you're going to talk about the Emmys shortly.
We're going to talk about
briefly,
Emmys.
Yeah. But let's listen to Maddie's movie review. Yeah, we can do that
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, sounds good.
Let's do that.
And now another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Hey there, folks. I'm Matt, and this is What Do I Know? Well, this week, I went out to see Jennifer Garner's revenge action thriller, Peppermint. Jennifer Garner plays Riley North, Girl Scout mom turned vigilante after her husband and daughter are gunned down by a drug cartel while at a Christmas carnival on her daughter's birthday. Holy crap, this movie got dark quick. Riley relies on the proper channels of the legal system to put the parties responsible behind bars. But they slip through the cracks because the cartel is too powerful and the law is too dirty. Riley has nothing left to lose, so she pulls a Bruce Wayne and disappears for 5 years, learning the art of combat, only to come back later and give those dirty thugs and everyone who wronged her what for. Peppermint has all the key elements of your typical revenge action flick. A hero with a tragic past, corporate bad guys that don't really have any personal beef with the people they're going after, but at the same time are really, really bad and you want to see suffer. And a drastic conversion in our hero turning from someone who the audience can relate to a justice-serving butt-kick machine. It definitely had a Batman Begins feel, but more through the lens of The Punisher, the 2004 movie, not the TV series, although I am interested in the series. As an action movie, it's pretty decent. You get a lot of action, tons of kills, and even some twists throughout. However, parts of it fell a little flat for me. One instance is in the beginning, there are guys who they really amp up as the people who you want to see get what's coming to them. But in the movie, they just show the aftermath of their bodies, letting you know that justice was served. To me, that's taking most of the fun out of it. It's like giving someone a present and just seeing them after they've received it, missing the part where they're opening it and getting all excited. In revenge movies, I love the confrontations because the bad guys don't know what they're dealing with, but you do. And it's fun to watch them get all cocky. And then there's the moment when they realize they're going to lose. It's a beautiful thing. Why build up baddies so much to not give us that? Friends, that is just plain frustrating. But that doesn't happen throughout the whole movie. Mostly it's explosive justice being dealt out, which is fantastic. Although there were some moments where it seemed like Riley went a bit far in her vengeance, which might have been the filmmaker's intention. I was like, gee, Riley, they deserve punishment, but do you really need to put them through this? And do you need to be enjoying it so much? Kind of the same feeling I got in Kill Bill 2 when the bride goes after Vivica A. Fox's character, even though she wasn't the same person that she was before. and she has a 6-year-old daughter now, it's weird getting the good guy heebie-jeebies. Speaking of, so here's the part of the movie I find more troubling as I think about it. Riley is up against a vicious drug cartel, and they are mean and nasty and deserve what's coming to them. And yes, the drug cartel villains have been done a million times. But of course, in this movie, this means that it's a total Hispanic drug cartel. So you are basically guided in this movie to associate every Latino that you see as a thug. So there's a scene where Riley is blasting bad guys in a drug lab that a pinata shop is a front for. So you watch her blast away all these Hispanic people along with pinatas and the like. I don't know, it could just be the SJW in me, and I'm glad we're making more diverse acting opportunities, but the image of a white person blowing away exclusively Latin thugs all day, and we side with her, is that a good idea right now? I get this stuff happens, but is right now the best time to paint it with such broad strokes? I'm glad that the hero is a woman, and Jennifer Gardner does it well, so maybe that is the big takeaway. I think personally, I just would have rather seen a mixed drug gang, so I wasn't meant to exclusively associate every Hispanic person in the movie as the enemy, as well as elements of the culture. Honestly, it kind of left me with a Fox Newsy feel. Oh, that's a great idea for a forbidden Broadway musical. Fox Newsies. But I don't know, maybe I'm overreacting here. Ultimately, I give Peppermint a C-. In terms of a revenge plot, it does a pretty decent job, although the drug cartel has been done a lot, and you can really see the movie's influences as you watch it. In other words, I found it quite derivative. It had some great satisfying action, but I also found it a bit socially problematic. But that's just my opinion. Go ahead and take out some vengeance on a bucket of popcorn and see it for yourself and let us know, because hey, what do I know? Next week, I'll see how director of Bridesmaids and the new Ghostbusters, Paul Feig, handles making a mystery thriller comedy, because I'm watching A Simple Favor. Until next time, I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another installment of What Do I Know?
Bravo, sir.
That was wonderful.
Dude, did you guys listen to the one from last time?
Yeah.
Because, good Lord, I was fucking laughing my ass off. A lot of funny stuff. Yeah. Dude, the beginning when he's like, hold on. Like, and he like, meta the shit out of it. Where he's like, oh, wait, let's go through Skype. What?
That was good.
All right, this is what Skype does. Hold on, let's go through Snapchat. And then there's an ad.
Right.
And then he's like, let's go to our show. Tangent train. Tangent train. Tangent.
That was good.
I was like, Jesus Christ. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, man, he's working harder than any of us.
Oh, so fucking good. Did fucking make me happy. But anyway, let's do this.
Man.
After these messages,
Anal na trach, ur fas betad, doch hiel diende. Anal na trach, ur fas betad, doch hiel diende. Anal na trach, ur fas betad. Doch yell the end, and I'll not track or fast method. Doch yell the end, doch yell the end.
Back to the show. And now we're back to the show, and we're going to be talking about the Emmy Awards, because we're a TV and pop culture movie podcast.
So
and,
we should know about this.
We're going to talk about some TV stuff.
You should pay attention to this.
Now, I didn't watch the Emmys at all. 0% coverage.
Same.
Now, also, did you know that it was coming on?
No, I had no idea.
I did, like, about a day and a half before.
I barely knew.
I
don't remember seeing any, like, promotion for it.
I saw an ad on Facebook from the hosts. Like, I think because I follow SNL
from Michael
or something.
K. Okay. Uh-huh.
And they were like, hey, we're going to be hosting the Emmys coming up on Monday.
Good.
They happen. First of all, I thought all award shows happened on Sunday nights. So maybe they were like, let's not compete with football. But then I was like, you're going against Monday night football? Like, what the fuck are you doing? I swear they happened on a Monday night, which I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
I thought Sunday was like the traditional
awards
day. That's
what I thought. I could be wrong, but I thought they happened on a Monday. Huh. But I don't know. Anyway, but I found out like a day and a half before because I saw randomly saw an ad on Facebook for like the host, like, hey, watch us host the Emmys on whatever.
I found out the Emmys had already happened because I follow the Game of Thrones Instagram account and they said, congratulations, Peter Dinklage. I'm like, nice. Congratulations for what? Oh, the Emmys were yesterday.
He won?
The Emmys are a thing.
What did he win for?
He.
See, I don't even know the category. Supporting actor. I was like, in a, major support?
Best supporting actor.
In a drama.
Best supporting actor in a drama. Yep. See, how is he not a lead?
Who's
is
the lead?
Lead?
I mean, who's the lead of that
show? Is there
show?
A lead?
I mean.
I don't know.
Because there's nobody.
But wouldn't they all be leads? Isn't Jon Snow a lead? Kit Harington's a lead?
There's nobody.
Daenerys is a lead?
Yeah, they're all technically leads.
So why is he a supporting character?
I don't know.
Cersei?
Maybe they're just trying to get her a lead.
Because he needs an award.
Yeah.
For being awesome.
Yeah. There's probably like now. Who's left? I guess like we'll hit this just in case. Spoiler alert. For all TV shows that might have won an Emmy. So yeah. I guess if you made it this long and you don't want to hear any potential spoilers for any potential TV shows, stop listening now, I guess. But thanks for listening. But like in Game of Thrones, like who's the, there's like four main characters, I guess five. There's like Cersei, Jaime of the Lannisters, or Tyrion. So three Lannisters that are like basically leads.
Main characters.
And then you got Daenerys, and then you got Jon Snow. Daenerys.
Yeah,
that's basically it. Like Sansa is a supporting character, and Arya is a supporting character. They're still like
Arya's a main.
I don't know
character.
Because
no way, not anymore.
She got so, when well, her story maybe not now, but
right
she
when it
so
started,
much stream time.
But right when it started, but like she's not a main character.
Yeah. I don't know if you call any of them like the main or like. More than other ones.
Jon Snow and Daenerys Targaryen like, are like the main
who do
characters.
We spend okay. the most, who are we spending the most
and
time with right
any
now?
Lannister,
right?
Any mm-hmm. Lannister, Jon Snow, Daenerys Targaryen. Those are the leads of the show.
Huh.
I guess they're supporting. I guess they're supporting because Peter Dinklage won. Well, they're supporting character.
Yeah.
He's on screen so much. He's a supporting character.
And he owns it.
God, well,
not so
he's
much
so
in
good.
Season 7.
Dude, I freaking love the books. I audio booked the shit out of those things, and they are fucking great.
Audio so anyway. Books.
I did a wedding where they played the Game of Thrones theme for their reception entrance.
Nice.
Awesome. And I mean, like, they didn't play it like a DJ played it, like a string quartet.
They
played
actually
it.
Played
like,
the song.
They actually
that's
played the song.
Great.
Wonderful. I was like, yes, more of this, please.
Okay, so what are some of the categories here for the Emmys?
Best comedy series. And Jared actually brought up this point during the break, but he asked me if any like network television shows won anything.
Well, yeah,
for
I
the
was
major,
super curious.
For the major awards, the answer is no.
Yeah. Like, because it's all streaming.
All streaming
it's
stuff.
All streaming or, yeah. premium, or premium HBO Showtime stuff or... Yeah. He was like, oh, the Americans won for something. And I was like, that's not network. That's
yeah,
cable.
That's cable.
Yeah.
So it's either all cable or premium or streaming.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious why the Emmys.
Why
I mean, I understand
TV
why.
Still exists.
Well, no, I'm glad that free TV still exists, yeah. But I just don't understand why the Emmys haven't like created like best network drama, best premium drama, best streaming drama. Like, if you're going to give awards out to that shit, like, at least give the guys that have been doing it for fucking 75 years a fucking chance.
Nah.
Like, NBC, but, they have good stuff.
But nah. Still, that's only three networks compared to
not good enough.
An unlimited amount. Yeah, an unlimited amount of competition.
No,
in,
I know, but, like, it's
streaming.
A stupid bullshit award show anyway.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Like... I don't know.
That's because that's that to me. That'll be right up there with the Oscars, like
because you said like
most popular category. Like, do we
right?
Do we need to handicap like these
that's
other
dumb.
Quote unquote shows?
I don't
because
think I like that.
They're making better content than like the guys who've been here for the long time.
Well, it's
so.
Not that it's not that it's better. They are not limited in the things that they can do,
true.
Which is. You know, nor here nor there, because they're only limited by the sponsorships, by the advertisers that don't want them to do things. Because
right.
Well, and not only that, because anybody can watch it. Like, you can go to any TV that's plugged in and turn on and at least probably pick up NBC or Fox.
Right.
Like, those are the two strongest singles, at least here in San Diego. Like, I don't know if
have
it's ABC or
your...
CBS. Yeah, we get a bunch of stuff. We don't get CBS, though, which is a bummer.
Me neither.
But, yeah, no CBS.
With the antenna?
Yep.
That's weird.
Doesn't happen. The CBS blows.
But anyway, Fox and
NBC. Fox and NBC. And well, no ABC either. Because I was like, oh,
I couldn't get ABC in the house either. Either.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But like I said, NBC is basically the strongest air signal that you can get.
Sure.
So anybody can turn on NBC. So like mm-hmm. a six-year-old can walk into a plugged-in TV and turn on and watch TV. So I get why they're limited in the things that they can do on the network shows. But I don't know. I just feel like they get shafted. Like, there's good stuff on network TV. Like, yeah. ABC still has, like, Grey's Anatomy is a good show. Like, Samantha loves Grey's Anatomy. I wouldn't say it's, like, the greatest show on TV, but it's super popular. Yeah.
This is
a
us.
Lot of people yeah. watch. Yeah, This Is Us. That was one of the only things that he said that's on a network TV show that actually won something.
Yeah.
And so, like, and he said it won, like, a bullshit award, like, best guest actor.
I didn't know that was the category.
Well, you know, they did make a joke about that, like, in the show.
Did you watch it? I watched some of it. Like the opening monologue? Or was it? Was there a monologue
there
and
was,
stuff?
It was a sketch.
Like, did they run it like an award show?
Yeah, yeah. And it was a sketch, and they did a musical number with Sarah Michelle Gellar and a bunch of people.
Okay, and were they playing like their old TV, like was Sarah Michelle Gellar being Buffy? Like,
no,
they didn't. See, if you say Sarah Michelle Gellar is going to be in a musical number opening the Emmys,
or maybe
then
Kristen
she better...
Bell, I get them mixed up. It might have been Kristen Bell. It probably was Kristen Bell. She's on the show with Ted Danson.
Yes, The Good Place.
Yeah, the Good Place.
And which she's is a great actual, show, and she's by an the actual way. Singer, so yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but they make a joke about how fantastic. Like how the
was
network,
she Buffy?
Networks
no,
are dying.
Actually, it wasn't even her.
Yeah,
they make a joke about how networks are dying.
Yeah, that like how,
that's good because they are.
Yeah, that, like,
that's good. They make that joke.
I forgot. I can't. I shouldn't even reference it.
But anyway, there was a good joke.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was about the topic. Yeah. Yeah. So yes, network TV is a dying medium.
But so. Is it?
I mean, they're moving.
Everything's adjusting.
Content,
yeah, everything's adjusting.
They're in their growing pains.
Well,
even the networks
are having their, like, you have the CBS that or
they
you
have
had
to adapt.
The CBS All Access, which is a streaming thing. Yet, so. But it's their streaming service, and so like, I don't know. I just feel like. If you're going to have an award show that's going to highlight certain things, like you can't just say best overall drama when HBO has the ability to do something else that's a lot better than somebody else can do it. I don't know.
You mean because of the rules of broadcast?
Because of the rules of the that are in place. Like they are literally legally not allowed to compete because they can't do the same thing. And whatever, swear words and boobs. You know, they can't show that stuff. But, like, at the same time, HBO is a behemoth. They're a fucking monster studio that has unlimited budget.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You could say the same thing about NBC. They have a buku amounts of dollars.
You say that about Netflix now.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Like, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, HBO, Showtime. These are all the people that are winning all the awards because, like, that's who's putting out the quote-unquote good content.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah.
Like there's like when The Office was on TV, they were still winning stuff because that's a super good quality show, NBC show.
It was a great show.
But was it just lucky enough to like squeak in before streaming really took off? Or would it still win if it was on right now?
I don't think so. Because the majority of people still are watching those network shows.
Well, that's the thing. When I turn on something on Netflix, I'm like, am I going to watch something new? No, I'm going to go back and watch The Office again, which is fucking great content.
I mean, like even new network shows, because there's still plenty. I mean, I don't know the numbers, so this is just totally me being anecdotal, but I'm sure there's plenty of people like strewn about the country that aren't watching Netflix and Amazon. And
I'm sure they are, too.
So they have to turn on network TV and watch whatever is there. So like they have the audience and the Nielsen. Is, like we still care about Nielsen ratings.
The ratings
so it's
are still
a
thing.
So, like, the audience is there, and if they're just not making shit that's good enough, that's kind of on them.
I get it. I see your point.
The changing of the times is one that where we are getting used to not having to deal with commercials. So when you have to deal with commercials,
it's a
handicap. Yeah, it's a big handicap.
Yeah,
that is true.
And so, but they're just going to have to adjust. I mean, and they're doing it.
I get really annoyed because when I was in Oregon, I was on vacation, and I was just flipping through network channels. And it cuts. It'll cut in the middle of a movie, like in like dramatic. It'll cut dramatic tension. Now I'm gonna sell you this product. I'm like, fuck off! Like I'm invested in this movie.
I'm crying.
I guess
I'm crying right now. And
I
you're
guess
killing my vibe.
I guess my main complaint would be, like, as an actor type person, like my dream when I was 10 years younger would have been to be on a sitcom, like in the height of like late, like mid to late 90s sitcoms. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to be on a sitcom.
Still a dream.
Kind of. But,
yeah. But it'll always be a dream.
Of course. But like, imagine you are, I don't know, somebody on This Is Us, like Milo, what's his name, from Heroes. NBC, he was on Heroes, and I think This Is Us is on ABC.
He's their golden boy.
I think it's on ABC.
This Is Us is on NBC.
It is NBC?
Yeah.
So anyway, imagine you're that guy where you're like, all I want to do is be an actor. Great, I'm an actor now. Great. Ooh, I'm on this super, super mega uber good show called This Is Us.
Yeah.
And they, maybe they got nominated for more than one thing. I don't know. But they won one stinking award.
Yeah.
Like, it's like if you're do theater, all you want to do is get on Broadway so you have a chance to maybe even be nominated, to maybe have an inkling of a chance to win a Tony Award. And so, your whole dream as an actor is to get on TV and maybe potentially win an Emmy, and then your show is phenomenal and everyone loves it, but it gets overlooked because you're up against fucking Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and HBO. It's like, I feel for those guys. It's like their show is so good. Yeah. If you look up like ratings or reviews for This Is Us, everyone raves and says it's one of the best TV shows of all time.
Really? I haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
I watched one episode.
And everyone says it's so good.
Yeah.
And I believe them. But then come award show time, it's like, yeah, fuck you guys. What's HBO doing?
I don't believe anybody until I see it.
But that's the thing. It's so critically acclaimed. Like,
that's cool.
I don't know if I'm ever going to watch it, but a lot of people that I know personally say it's really good, and I trust their judgment.
All right.
And so I'm like, sure, it's probably really good. And that whole team, the whole cast and crew and everyone that's working there, like, I just think of them and I'm like, just because you're going up against HBO and Netflix and Hulu, like, doesn't mean that what you're doing isn't good. But according to the quote people that matter, that show is bullshit.
So the question I pose to you then is, why haven't you watched it?
Because I don't watch anything.
I don't watch TV.
I really don't, though.
Like, I could go back on. I could just watch old episodes of The Office. And I do that, too. So I'm not, like, harsh on anything like that. But it's like, if the show isn't selling you, someone who loves to watch good quality content, then should they be winning awards?
But I know that I also don't watch whatever the thing is that just won a bunch of shit. Like, what was it called?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah, I have no idea what Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I have zero concept of what that is. Yeah. And just won a bunch of awards. I don't even know what it is. At least I know what This Is Us is.
I know it's funny.
And at least I know that Milo Ventimiglia, however you say his name, is on it. Like, at least I know something about it because it's big enough to know. It's big enough to know something where I don't even know what. It's probably a streaming show. It's probably on.
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
Sure. I don't know shit about Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, I know the only show that I could say is on Amazon is Transparent because it was in the news, because people gave it flack because Jeffrey Tambor was playing a trans person.
Yep.
And that's my knowledge of that.
Yep.
But they're like, oh, great, it's going to win a bunch of awards. And I'm like, okay, that's good. But so why am I not watching it? Because I don't even fucking know it exists.
Yeah.
Like, most of it.
I'll tell you this because I have Amazon and I'm on it all the time. And I've scrolled by it a bunch of times. Like, I've heard that's good. I should watch that. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to put on Game of Thrones.
Right.
And then I've done that.
Yeah.
But now that it's won an award, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll give it a shot. Like, I'll really
And that's what these award shows are.
And
they're all about. They're, yeah.
Because you watch it. Promotion and marketing.
So it got recorded while I was on vacation. And so I saw it was on the DVR.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's a trip to have a DVR again, by the way. But so I put it on and I watched the opening and I watched a couple of the awards. I watched Henry Winkler get his award. But
Barry?
Yeah.
Was on Barry, HBO.
Yeah. The writer producer of
Marvelous
Mrs. Maisel.
What did it win for? Do you know what it won for?
It won Best Comedy Series.
No shit.
And so, but she's
never fucking heard of it.
She's the creative force behind it. Apparently, this woman who I can't think of her name, but her personality is very. She wore this like stovepipe kind of hat, like almost like a steampunky
hat.
Yeah. What's her name? I thought you were looking it up right there.
Oh no, I could.
He just has a list of winners.
Yeah, I have a list of winners.
Well, she won for probably best writer.
Wait.
And best director.
Nope. They also won for Best Supporting Actress. Man, that show's on fire.
Never heard of it.
And I've heard of it.
Like, I've never heard of it.
And it's about to start season two.
Anybody good? Anybody famous?
I don't know of anyone.
No huge actors that I know of.
Weird.
No.
Okay.
But it was a trip to kind of like see her. And clearly she was like adored by everybody. Like,
sure.
And yeah. I was like, wow, this is like her reaction from the crowd is one of someone who's highly respected.
So it's probably
and
a pretty good show.
I'm sure it is. Props. I'm sure it is.
Especially because like the award show, everyone, you know, does like, oh, that person won. I'm going to clap for them or whatever. But when that's like a loud, like, woo, like when the crowd is legitimate, because it's everyone in the industry is there.
Yeah.
And so when they're, when the industry folk are all rooting for like the same person,
yeah.
usually it's a pretty good sign at the award shows.
That's why I really enjoyed Henry Winkler's acceptance speech out of the little tiny bit that I saw at the Emmy Awards.
Nice.
Like, I really enjoyed that because he was like, you know, someone told me once that if you stay in the game long enough, at some point you're going to collect the pot. And it's like, I'm raking in those chips tonight. And he was just so genuinely happy. I'm like, fuck yeah, man. You've been in the... You've
did
been
he
in
go like this? Ay.
He did not do that.
Damn it.
He did not do that. But
he's very good, you know.
Did he go, Jeffrey Owens, there's still a chance.
There is.
Jeffrey Owens is getting work. He's getting work.
Just
like the plan planned out.
Well, and then
and
like,
Machine Gun
like,
Kelly's getting downloads.
I don't think you actually said it, but like you said somebody tweeted at him, like, he got a job on whatever. Just bring the fucking peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah, bring peanut butter pretzels from
Trader Joe's. So they cast him and then made a Trader Joe's. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're literally making... Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, so it's all good.
The Americans won for something? Is that correct?
It was for... Let me find it because I got to like scroll.
Yeah, there's a million categories. Ever.
Lead actor in a drama.
Lead actor.
Matthew Reese.
Did Carrie Russell get... She had to have been nominated, but she probably didn't
don't
win.
And I only
she
realized,
wasn't even nominated?
She was. Yeah, she
okay.
was. She
I only just realized that they are together.
That was a tough category.
So what was the category? Best
lead actress in a drama series. The winner was Claire Foy for The Crown, which I've also not watched. I've heard
it's good.
Is Handmaid's Tale nominated on that?
Yeah, Elizabeth Moss was nominated.
Sure.
Evan Rachel Wood was nominated.
Sure.
Sandra Oh was
Westworld.
Westworld.
Mm-hmm. She kills it in Westworld.
God, she's so good.
I didn't watch
the shows.
Oh my god!
Really?
Yeah,
I
enjoyed
it. Just didn't get me.
Yeah,
I don't know what
parts of it I was enjoying that ride.
What grabs you for season two is because at first you're like, oh, the story of people interacting with the robots, but it's now it's grown beyond that.
Sure.
But and the meat of it for me is the Man in Black. Like he for me is like the crux of the show. I think. And just watching him like deal with everything, and then
I'm sure
everything
we'll
that happens
it.
To him, I'm like, ah, oh,
I'm sure
good.
I'm sure we're gonna go back and watch because we did really like season one.
Not so sure.
I'm sure we will, but I don't know. I honestly don't know if I don't know how I feel about TV
in general.
Like it's weird to say.
We're talking about TV right now.
No, like it's weird to say because I love. In my brain, I love TV.
Right?
Sure.
Like, I love it. But we're like, ooh, here's a show on Hulu called Castle Rock. And it's based on the Stephen King universe.
Right.
So it's like, and it's got all these hidden, like, Easter eggs. And it's like chock full of this. And all these actors that do Stephen King stuff. And it's and it should be, it should be
checking every box
100% for me and Samantha.
Right down your alley.
And we are on episode, I think we just finished episode 7 of a 10 episode arc. Last night we watched episode 7. And episode 7 was the first one where I was like, that one was pretty good. But at the end of the episodes, I'm like, is this show doing it for you? And she's like, eh. And I'm like, yeah, I feel the same way. Like, it should be. And that's how I felt about Westworld. Everyone's pumping up Westworld. Yeah. And I fucking love Michael Crichton. I love sci-fi. I love everything about it. But when I'm watching it, I'm like, you guys are doing, you're trying too hard to do something. Like, maybe, like I said, it's probably just me. Mm. But I'm like, why don't I love this? And it's weird because I should, in my brain, I should love it. And that's why you're like, did you watch this? And I'm like, I watched one episode of it, but I don't know if I'm going to go back and watch more because, like, that episode sucked.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the I don't know where the problem lies, whether it's, like, I'm just not that into TV like I thought I was.
Yeah.
Or if it's – I don't know. I don't know where it lies. It's weird.
And this is a problem that I have, too, because TV now, at least the good TV, and this is to your point again about the difference between network TV and the stuff that we're watching on streaming and on cable.
Right.
Is that everything is long form now.
Absolutely.
So if you don't have an hour to watch, to like consume all of this, to invest into this, then what are you watching?
Right.
I'm watching old episodes of The Office or Parks and Rec.
Yeah, exactly.
I can spend 20 minutes.
Or you don't even have to. You just put it on. You're like, okay.
And I can go do something else.
You know what's great since I got cable?
Yeah.
Is somewhere on there, on this cable that we have, King of the Hill is on.
Nice.
Yes. So we have the DVR recording it. I tell you, it's like, so we have like 8 episodes and I've watched like 2 or 3 of them.
Dude,
and I've watched them all, but it's so good. No. I watched the one.
But see, that's like TV and like, that's the TV that I know and love and remember.
Back in my day.
Well, it's weird. And so I don't know where the Stranger Things. It's like the last one where I'm like, yes, I am on board. Everyone that I know is on board. It's great. It keeps me hooked.
Yeah.
Like, it's good acting. It's good storytelling. Yeah, that was like the last like big, or Cobra Kai, I guess. That one wasn't as big of a success because it was a whole YouTube thing. But like, there hasn't been like a phenomena other than like Stranger Things, maybe, that everyone else is on board with, that I'm like on board with. Like,
Game of Thrones.
Because people, well, that's, I put that.
Game of Thrones is special.
That's shelved. Yeah. Right? But like Westworld, take Westworld. Sure. Everyone loves Westworld. And I watched all of season one.
Not everybody.
And at the end of season one, I was like, okay, I get it. And then I started watching season two and I was like, what are you guys doing with this plot? Like,
you're not alone.
But in theory, like I just said on one of the last episodes, favorite TV shows of all time is Lost, where it's such a weird, convoluted bullshit of a plot that like I shouldn't.
It's very much the same.
That's Westworld. And I just said that I loved that shit. But when I'm watching Westworld, I'm like, I don't get any of it. And everyone's like, just give it time. Just give it two more episodes.
And, that's
and I'm
thing.
Like, but I shouldn't have to give it time.
But that's the thing, is that TV's not self-contained anymore.
It should suck me in. Right. Unless you're going to binge it, or unless you're going to keep, like, or the cliffhanger is that good.
Yeah.
Like, that's what network TV still does better than anybody. They leave you with that cliffhanger to be like, oh my God, who just got shot?
But also, and that's the other thing, that's where the culture of the viewer has changed, is that some people hate that now.
Of course.
Like, Walking Dead.
I just need to be able to watch it right now.
Walking Dead got a ton of crap for their cliffhanger between
Negan
who got
just
killed
beat,
and
who did Negan dead. Beat, right?
And people are just fucking tell me, man. Like, I just want to know. Like, this is bullshit.
But, like, maybe I'm still stuck in that era of, like, maybe. Give me the cliffhanger. Like, I don't want the cliffhanger at the end of 10 hours of content, where that's what they do at the end of Westworld season one.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to blow your mind with this weird boom. Yeah. This is a weird time thing. And you've been watching multiple timelines and you're like, what? And great. That's a solid ending, but it took me 10 hours to get there.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, at hour 5.5, there better be something real good. Yeah. Otherwise, like, what? I'm not going to make it to 10. And so
there's good stuff in Westworld.
No, I mean, of course there is. Like, I'm just using that as a super extreme example. But, like, it's just weird.
But Castle Rock might not be delivering their goods.
Like, episode 7 was real good.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's bad. Like, it's well, Sissy Spacek is killing it. She's, like, everyone's acting is great.
Yeah.
And the story is good. But at the same time, I'm like,
yeah,
what's here? Like, where's this going? Like, it's supposed to be this weird. And I'm like throwing out theories to Samantha. I'm like, do you think this is what's happening? She's like, I have no idea. And I'm like, does that theory even sound good? And she's like, yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But I'm like, well, it should be back when, like, again, talk about Lost. Like, everyone was like, everyone had a theory why there was polar bears there.
Yeah.
Everyone was coming out with shit. And it was like, it was the thing to talk about. And I'm like, does this theory even make sense?
Well, that's the other thing.
And she's like, I can get where you're coming from, but I don't think so. And
now
I'm like,
so many different things that not everybody's plugged into the same thing.
Of course, it's so washed out. And I feel like that's the problem, where it's like, it's so great that there's so much content.
Yeah.
But it's also so washed out because there's so much content. It is great.
I think it's great. That
because
but there's got to be a point where it's like, it's too much. And I think that Netflix with 700 or however many new original series.
Think about the things that you watch. The things that you watch on Netflix. Like how much of that is new original stuff versus how much of it is like nostalgia. Like you're watching, Mean Girls is on Netflix. I'm gonna watch that.
Right, I'm gonna watch that.
It's like an original movie. I don't know about that. Like that could be terrible.
It took a little while, and I think we were all kind of reticent to kind of like take on any original stuff that Netflix did. But but they did a couple things that made it cool.
Right.
Made it and did them well too. Yeah. So,
but it's just.
TV's changed.
Well, and so everyone's like, there's so much content out there. There's something for everyone. And when I'm reading the descriptions and I'm like, oh my God, there's a Stephen King show and it's got these people in it and it's chock full of references and it's like the King universe and it's everything combined in one thing and it's got this and that. And like, I'm like, yes, that's the thing that everyone's talking about. There's something out there for everyone and this is my thing.
Right.
And then I watch it and I'm like, this isn't even my thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's out there that's my thing? If the thing that's my thing isn't even, you know what I mean?
For Game of Thrones.
Right. Yes. And so it's like, there's so much out there.
But after Game of Thrones, that's my thing.
So it's like, we're supposed to be talking about the Emmys and stuff. I'm just glad that it sparked this conversation because there's so much stuff out there that we joke about it all the time that I don't watch anything because I pick and choose the stuff that's supposed to call to me, and then I watch an episode here, an episode there, and I'm like, none of this is calling to me because you said, like, it's such a long-form thing where it's like, yeah, it's going to be really good come episode 8, 9, and 10.
But not right now.
But I have to suffer through 7 episodes to get to the meat? It's like trying to convince somebody to read a 1,000-page novel.
Yeah.
Be like, read this book.
By page 500, you'll be into it.
Yeah, you're going to be really into it about, like, after you've invested, like, a week and a half.
Right.
And you're like, wait a second. Why am I, like, boring? That's the other thing is that everything. Why am I reading this stupid book? Like,
everything wants you to invest now. Like, you can't just, like, check into something and be like, haha, that's funny, and then check out and then come back. Like, because most things don't work like that. That's what I love about The Good Place, actually,
well,
by the way.
Well, that's what I love about movies. I've not seen
it
yet.
It's a good short. It is that old, sort of the old form. Like, it's got like a through storyline, but each episode stands on its own, and they're funny in their own right.
But that's what I love about movies.
It's a good concept.
It's like, I could watch 3 episodes of a TV show, or I could put on a good 3-hour movie.
Or I could watch Infinity War.
Because by the end of that movie, at least I'm going to know that my time was invested in the complete story.
Time well spent.
And so it's like, maybe it's the, you know, the product of my generation or the ADD mentality or whatever you want to call it, where it's like, I have a shorter attention span, but I don't know, a show like Breaking Bad, there was a cliffhanger, a solid cliffhanger at the end of every episode.
Yeah.
Sons of Anarchy had the same thing where there's this solid cliffhanger where, like, the story is interesting enough, the characters are interesting, and then you leave me hanging.
Yeah.
Great. But when you're watching streaming and you can just hit next, 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 they're waiting for you to get to the episode 6 to be like, ooh, this is when shit really gets good.
You know, there's a I think it's a saying that says about what maturity is the ability to delay gratification. Like, and if you're not mature, you can't.
Sure.
And I think that we are kind of in a big, giant scale weaning everybody off the ability to delay their gratification because it's like, I want it now. I don't care anymore.
Of instant gratification.
Because everything is instant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think
I want Jack in the Box.
Something.
Uber, bring me Jumbo Jack.
Yeah.
I'm getting food after the.
But like,
we're stopping.
Yeah. There's one right over there.
We meant to do this beforehand, but my car didn't start. And so like,
but like, it's just and that's probably what it is. Like, I am still a member of I don't need the instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
But the only thing that I used to get it from was like a TV show where I was like, ooh, I'm going to watch Lost and it's going to be great. And there's going to be some crazy shit that goes down. And then it's going to be a big like question mark and it's going to go boom and it's going to say Lost at the end. And I know that's what I'm in for. And then the next day I'd be like, oh my God, did you see what happened? Oh my God, Jack did this. And then it ended like, what the fuck? Who's there? But like,
I also think we've lost that part of television.
The like, talking
without,
about
forever. With the exception of like very few shows. Like, maybe not forever.
Well, Game of Thrones is like the example.
Game of Thrones still has that.
Because everyone's watching it as it happens.
Everyone's watching it.
Because everyone's watching it as it happens because the fear of the spoiler is so ingrained in our society now.
And when you have a story like that where those things are so important.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if somebody spoils part of, I don't know, if somebody spoiled part of The Good Place, they may be like, okay, whatever. I'd still watch it. I'd probably still laugh and still enjoy it just as much.
Right.
But if somebody spoils something crazy from season 8 of Game of Thrones, I'd be furious.
Yeah.
I would be so mad. And that changes the way that you view like that content. With movies, we still have that shared,
absolutely
shared experience
because it comes out and like whether you're a week or a week and a half late or whatever. If it's a major super blockbuster, usually within the first couple weeks, you're going to have seen it,
and you get the experience while you're there watching it because you're watching it with other people.
Right,
and you all get to have that same shared reaction, that same shared energy, and it pumps up
even if it's not the greatest movie in the world, like, right, you probably have a better opinion of it because you watched it with a good crowd.
But like you're saying with TV, that the whole water cooler talk basically is gone.
Basically.
Because I'm watching Castle Rock. You're watching, let's say, The Good Place.
I'm watching The Good Place.
BJ, you're watching who knows what. Like, what's the main show that you're watching right now?
The main show? Good question.
But there's probably one show. You're probably like, we're going to make it through this one show.
Yeah, we're going to. That's the thing.
And so when everyone's watching something that, quote unquote, speaks to them as their own thing. Like, yeah, Samantha and I are watching Castle Rock. That's our thing. You're watching. Mm-hmm.
Or is it?
Right. I mean, it's not bad, but it's just like, eh. And so it's just weird. I miss the era of like the must-see TV. As dumb as that NBC slogan sounds, it was called that because you had everyone was watching it.
TGIF,
everyone was watching Friends. Everyone's watching Lost. Everyone's watching the show. So that way, on Monday or whatever Friday, whatever day it came, you everyone was talking about the same thing that happened.
Yeah,
because everyone was in board and watching the same thing. Not everyone, but the majority of people.
Yeah.
But now that there's like you can pick and choose from 10,000 titles, no one's watching the same thing. There's not the conversation's kind of dying away, unless it's like a thing like Stranger Things, where it's this cultural thing that takes over for a while.
Unless you're on Reddit, you can always have an echo chamber if you go on to Reddit.
Very, very true. It's just weird. So
I don't know if I'll ever get Reddit.
It's
I
mean, weird that the Emmys conversation kind of sparked that whole, I guess, mini tirade in me. But
no,
like,
that's the point of having a conversation.
It's just weird.
Like, and a podcast.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, things in you. It's just it's weird that I guess I kind of figured out why I'm not watching anything, because like nothing's
grabbing you.
Even though like I said, I never heard of Marvelous Mrs. I don't even know what it's called. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
That's it.
That's the one.
Never heard of it.
Go give it a shot. See if you like it.
If you watch the Emmys, you would have saw a promo for it too. Because
does it look good?
It's a period piece. It's very female empowering, and
but it's a comedy series.
I guess I haven't seen any of it.
Best comedy.
I haven't seen any of it.
Is it like a Mary? Comedy. Is she like a Mary Poppins? Like, why is she marvelous?
I don't know.
because
I'll watch it and I'll tell you.
She gets. I know she gets empowered. I don't know.
It's weird, right? I haven't
seen it. Handmaid's Tale got a lot of nominations, but I'm only seeing one win.
I haven't seen that.
Best guest. That's a great show. Either.
You've seen the whole first
It's a hard season. I've watched all of it. That's available.
That's the thing, too. It's a hard watch.
It's a hard watch.
Like, I want to watch 12 Years a Slave, but
the internet's losing its mind because there's like a sexy Handmaid's Tale Halloween costume coming out.
What?
And everyone's like, no, you can't do this.
Do you not get this?
Do not do this. Yeah, it's like a short red skirt. With like a cape and the little bonnet thing. Yeah.
I gotta see this.
It's literally just like a short red skirt and cleavage with a cape, a little red cape, and like a little.
I'm looking at it right now.
Right.
You're not kidding me.
And people are like, I don't know if this is like sacrilege for the show.
Absolutely.
But like, everyone's like, you can't do that just because it's a thing.
Hit the spoiler alert button.
Yeah.
There it goes. All right, so if you haven't watched Handmaid's Tale, like the whole, just to get to the short of it, the handmaids are the women who are wearing the red dresses and the white hats, right? And they're handmaids because they're the only women left that are proven to be fertile.
Okay.
So these women are taken from wherever their lives are, because the whole country's been turned into this like patriarchal, like religious ruling class thing. And so these women have been taken from their former lives, and they've all been assigned to like a new. You're a breeder, and you're assigned to a house, and that you're basically raped once a month by the head of the house.
To try and make a baby.
So to make a sexy costume out of a handmaiden.
Yeah. That's not good.
Missing the point.
Why did I say?
So I guess why the internet's like, no.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Absolutely not.
Nice lady, if you read the books.
Do you even know what you're doing?
Yeah. Clearly
good
not.
Lord.
But yeah, I'm sure that and the people who buy it are like, of course, not thinking about that.
They're like, ooh, I saw a picture of this in my Entertainment Weekly. That means this is a popular thing. This means I should be this sexy thing so people will know what I am.
I am blown away that this is a thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about it like time.
Of course. My gosh,
what people might
have been. That's why I said the internet's going nuts, man. See, I know some stuff. I might not watch it, but I know.
This one's even worse. It's like a bikini.
Oh, my God. Like red bikini?
With a habit? Yes, with the hat and everything.
Yeah.
That's wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's wrap up this Emmy talk. No, I'm just kidding. We didn't talk about the Emmy. Jesus Christ. It's literally a red bikini with a nun hat. That's all the costume is.
Wow.
Oh,
man. Don't call
it
Handmaid's Tale.
Is that still... Is that... we could talk about this in another episode, but I'm like, the whole Me Too thing like hasn't affected Halloween whatsoever.
Apparently not.
Yeah, they're
clearly
old school.
Clearly not.
Yeah. Costume makers are old school.
I'm going to be a nurse.
Halloween's always sexy.
You're going to be a nurse? Nice. No. And then they show up and you're like, where's your costume? I'm a nurse. I got a white bikini with a white hat with a red with a red cross on it. Yeah. I'm a nurse. It's like, wait.
Like, PSA, all the women out there who want to be a nurse this Halloween, just wear some scrubs.
Just put some scrubs on and a stethoscope.
And you'll be a nurse.
And you're if white kids. Wear some white kids and you'll be good to go.
They do all wear white kids.
See, this is the actor brain where I'm like, observation.
I'm gonna ask Matt, what kind of shoes do you wear?
White kids,
why?
But anyway, so we'll talk about that, the whole like Me Too affecting, I guess, pop culture going forward. But like
as
the
Halloween
fact that obviously
closer,
it's still a thing,
not.
Where you can make a sexy Handmaid's Tale costume.
Wow.
Good times. Hashtag me too. But anyway, let's wrap this thing up. This has been Last of Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And I'm Rich.
And we'll see you on the couch. Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow. Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do?
Okay, all right.